Take five, number five. Hello, how are you feeling today? Welcome to February. A new month, a new week, a fresh start, a new chapter. How's your self-care journey going so far? Last week, during my daily time out, I finally picked up a book I'd been putting off for ages. I got so lost in the story that I found myself spending 3 straight hours on Saturday to finish it. It felt like the most beautiful little escape. What about you? Have you given yourself a moment of pure joy lately? I'd love to hear all about it. This week, let's lean into something soft, playful, and soothing. So soothing. This week, we're going to doodle. Yes, you know those little scribbles we make absentmindedly during meetings or phone calls? There's actually something magical about them. Doodling isn't about creating a masterpiece. It's just letting your hand move freely, sketching simple shapes or patterns over and over again. No pressure, no expectation, just the quiet joy of drawing for the sake of it. And that's exactly why it's so calming. There's a reason children love to doodle. It relaxes the mind, eases anxious thoughts, and it allows creativity to bloom effortlessly. When we let go, when we stop trying so hard, that's when the inspiration sneaks in. The best part, you don't need anything fancy. A pen, a pencil, a blank page, that's all. So, find your moment. Find a cozy spot, grab your journal, tune into a mood list that makes your heart sigh with happiness, and just let your pen dance across the page. No rules, no overthinking, just you and your creativity, and the simple joy of the movement. Let's embrace the art of doodling this week. Who knows? Maybe something beautiful, some little spark of inspiration will appear. Until next week, be good to yourself, comment, subscribe. Bye for now.